புத்திர்பலம் யசோதைரியம் நிர்பயத்வம் அரோகத அஜாட்யம் வாக்பட்டுத்வம் ச ஹனுமத் ஸ்மரணாத் பவேத். திஸ் மந்திர டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் 8 எசென்ஷியல் குவாலிட்டிஸ் நீடட் பை அன் ஹை அச்சீவர். ஹை அச்சீவர் இன் லைஃப், வாட் எவர் ஃபீல்ட் இட் மே பி, ஒன் நீட்ஸ் டு அக்வயர் தீஸ் 8 குவாலிட்டிஸ். யூ அக்வயர் த குவாலிட்டிஸ் வென் யூ ரிலேட் யுவர் செல்ஃப் டு சம்படி ஹூ ஹேஸ் தட் குவாலிட்டி. திஸ் மந்த்ரா சேஸ் ஹனுமான் இஸ் அன் எம்பாடிமெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் 8 குவாலிட்டிஸ். பை கான்டம்ப்ளேட்டிங் ஆன் தீஸ் குவாலிட்டிஸ் you will be a high achiever. Contemplate, one is buddhi. Buddhi means the taking the right decision at the right time. Opportunities, options are thrown at us all the time, but we ignore. We say it is not for me, I am busy. One who has a right intellect grabs that opportunity and sustains it, continues with that one. So that is why Gayatri Mantra is invested early in the childhood. May I never miss out on the better options, higher options in my life, good options in my life. May I grab all the possible higher opportunities in my life. The Gayatri Mantra says that Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. May I never ignore the opportunities in my life. There are higher opportunities are thrown at me. May I never overlook that one. Buddhi, may I have such an intellect. I should be able to grab the opportunity, right opportunity, which elevates my journey. I should never forego that one, the Gayatri Mantra. That is the reason Gayatri Mantra is invested in the early age, that I should not ignore the good things which are possible in my life. If the right thing is there, I missed out, and at the age it is too late. I am 70 years, I want to contemplate on that one, it is too late. You missed the opportunity. Old age will be only with regret. I may be saying, I was asked to join that one, I did not. And many opportunities, right time, I have to take a decision. Right time, that buddhi. Buddhir bala. Bala means strength. I need to have physical strength, mental strength, and spiritual strength. Physical strength is required to, however good is my intellect, my buddhi is good, but physically I am weak. I cannot execute that one. And people say, I am not good enough. I asked Anil to come and join Kedarnath Yatra. He said, I am too old. And physically stamina has gone. Bhala, without Mundaka Upanishad says, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhyaha. One who is weak cannot achieve great things. Physically you have to be strong, and mentally, mental stamina is required. If the physically I am good, but mentally I am weak, small problem I go into depression, that is not good. I need a mental stamina also. Physical stamina, mental stamina, and the spiritual stamina. Spiritual stamina is required when I read the text. So many things are coming up. The outer meaning, middle meaning, lower meaning, hidden meaning. I should be able to have a tenacity, spiritual tenacity, to understand the message and sustain the message, implement in my life. That spiritual stamina is required. The religion is the one, it is for the general, but spirituality is individual. General, first, if you are only in the religious cycle, but nothing going into your personal life, it's a half-cooked meal. However, religion is for only the bigger crowd, But you have to get the message from the religion and apply to your own life. That is called a spirituality. Buddhir balam yasha. Yasha means whatever you do, you should be able to put it into action. I may be talking so many things, but I'm a very poor implementer. I cannot implement. I can only talk. I can talk what others should do. I can give a big lecture on yoga, but I myself is not doing that. Whatever in Sri Krishna talks about, yasha means glory comes to one who yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Everyone has a short time. Everyone is on a shelf life. Short time, how you utilize your given allocated time. Everyone lives for 50, 60, 80 years, 100 years. Living, how long you live is not important. How effectively you lived. Yasha is one who is highly energetic. Not the one who starts and drops off. Sustain the sadhana. Sustain whatever you are doing. Never give up. Never give up. The glory comes to one who has not given up. Who has not given up. Grabbing the opportunity is one, but sustaining, if you sustain that one, then only you will get a glory in your life. Yasha, dhairyam. Dhairyam means you should have a courage to charter your life in an uncharted area. We always want to follow others. Everyone has gone, I also want to go. Everyone is doing IT now. Everyone is doing software. I am also going. Dhairya means I should have a courage to tread the path. It's uncharted territory. Nobody has gone. I should have a confidence. Confidence, I should have the physical stamina, intellect. Buddhi is good. And dhairya, buddhir, bhala, I have strength, I have a good understanding about, I have assimilated what the scripture is talking about. I have full confidence. You should have a courage to tread the path of uncharted. If you are only following others, there is no yasha in your life. You won't be prosperous. There won't be any glory in your life. If you want to have a glory, able to take bold steps in your life. Bold steps. People may laugh at you. People may put you down. But I am going. I am connected to the God. I know what I am doing. I will go. That dhairyam. Nirbhayatvam. Fearlessness. When I am doing fearlessness. Fearlessness is, fear comes to me if I am thinking I am responsible for everything. Whatever is happening, I am responsible. I am responsible. I am responsible for my family. I am responsible for my job. I am responsible for, I have taken a decision. I am running this yoga class. I am responsible. The moment I take responsibility, I think I am the owner of my action. I am in control of the outcome. Fear comes. What if it didn't go? What if it didn't go? And in Ishavasya, Upanishad talks about Ishavasya idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagatam tena tektena bunjita magrida kasya swiddhanam. He says, you are here for a short duration. World was there before you also. World will be there after you also. Everything belongs to God. You are unnecessarily, you are superimposing things onto yourself. You are responsible. You are not responsible. Ishavasi Upanishad takes tena tyaktena bunjita. Offer everything to him. You are not responsible. Don't take responsibility for anything in your life, but do your best. That is the nirbhayatva. You get fear. Fear in life. People, other day one person was saying that I am getting a vision that I am getting killed. Life is the thinking that what will happen if I die, what will happen to my wife, what will happen to my children. That thinking that I am responsible, I am so scared, I can't sleep. It says, you are not responsible for anything. Everything goes according to his plan, not according to your plan. Tena tektena bunjita magrida kasve siddhanam. Whose wealth is this one? If you have some prosperity, if you have some wealth, whose wealth is that one? It is not yours. Yes, sooner or later you drop it off and go. Go, it is not yours. Not to unnecessarily say that I have that portfolio. Nothing belongs to you. Kasya svidhanam nirbhayatvam arogata. Arogata means another quality of a high achiever. I may have a good intellect, but I am, bhala is there, but always sick. Every second day I am falling sick. People are joining online. People will be saying, sorry sir, I am not good. I am not healthy. If arogya is not there, you cannot achieve. Two, one of the high achievers' requirement, maintain your health. If you are falling sick often, question yourself, why I am falling sick? What changes can I brought in my life, in my lifestyle? Whether my eating habit or social circle or how I spend my weekend, my time, you question that one, it is Arogya Sutra. Bhagavad Gita is Arogya Sutra. It talks about yoga is Arogya Sutra. Arogata, ajadhyam, ajadhyam is no laziness. No laziness in your life, no sluggishness in your life. If you are eating the heavy food, tamasic food, body becomes lazy. I can't get up. Our Lawrence said in the winter months we'll start also at 7 o'clock. Let us wake up Melbourne. He said, let us wake up Melbourne. And otherwise, body wants to go into hibernation. Sluggishness. Mind is sluggish. No, I am not interested. Come to retreat, no sir, I think something I have. One person, Prashant, said, I have to think what are the better options. And its mind is very sluggish, come out of the inertia. No, jada means very lazy. Not to be lazy, another requirement of a high achiever, vakpatutvam cha. Able to communicate. Whatever you have, you should be able to communicate. Deliver the message. Deliver the message whenever you are talking, not to take a piece of paper and read from that one. If you are reading from the whatever notes you have written, communication is lost. You should be able to express fluently. For that, vakpatutvam cha. If you can't express properly the product, whatever you have, if you can't sell the product is wasted. Product you have to sell the right time. If you sell the product, if that person requires that solution, you should be able to give it then. If that person has gone and after that, I should have told about that one. So, product has wasted. You could not deliver what you had to deliver. Able to communicate things in the right time. Right time, it's communication. If you want to communicate well, you have to overcome your laziness in your life. One of the reasons, no laziness, and you should have good health. You should not have any fear in your life. You should be bold in your life. You should be bold bhala. You should have a strength, physical stamina, mental stamina, sharp thinking. You are sharp thinking, able to think the high intellect and able to think on right time. If you have all these qualities, there is no reason that you will be a low achiever. When you have these 8 qualities, you will be a high achiever for sure. For that, embodiment of a high achiever is a Hanuman. Hanuman is an embodiment. Hanuman means one with beautiful jaws, strong jaws. Hanu means jaw, beautiful jaw. People say you need a strong jaw to chew the challenges in life. To chew the challenges in life, you need strong jaw. Hanuman is the, not that he did not have any problem. The more the problem for the great achiever, for a mathematics student, difficult is the question, it's he or she enjoys that one. The great achiever, if it is very easy, everyone can do. Only the great achiever overcomes all the hurdles. Hanuman, become like a Hanuman, embodiment of Hanuman. Keep him as your role model and you will acquire all 8 siddhis, Ashta Siddhi. 8 siddhis you will come, you will get that one. These things we have to communicate to our children. They are still young. The life are ahead of them. How should be our goal, role model? Who should be our role model? How can I be better? How can I excel in my life? Contemplate on this one. Contemplating on this one, undoubtedly, you will be super success in your life.